Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we're always a world at war. The Barbarian is here. So glad you have all showed up tonight. As you know, we speak truth to power on the show. The show is the triumph of the will in more ways than one. Welcome to the Rebel Alliance. And you are my dramatic wolves all over America and the world. Watching, waiting, hungry, ravenous. As we seek a better world, one free from all the chaos that we see, death and destruction all around us. But to do just that, we must first walk through the valley of death. And this is even biblical. As Kid Rock says, it's one of his great rock lyrics, we are the fist of rage. Yes, we are. Welcome to the monologue. We will take calls. And welcome to Epic Episode 137 tonight. McCarthy, the new hope. With a star date of January 12th, 2023. I remind you that this passage that you probably heard before more than a few times. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against demonic powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. And damn them all. Welcome to the Nighttime Radio Gallery. I am your illustrious Generation X host. Generation X is the most ruthless of all the generations. We're not the greatest, maybe, but we are the most ruthless. We know how to get things done in the real world. We're the first digital generation in America. Not the millennials, it was us. We are inventive, ferocious in battle, extremely independent, rogue warriors. And our movie icon would be Han Solo of the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars. Or back in the retro TV days, Colonel Hogan of Stalag 13. Funny, inventive, clever. Or more recently, perhaps, Rambo or Rocky with Sylvester Stallone. Always a rebel. We're always rogue on this show. Not totally accepted by the media machine or by the so-called establishment. We are the bad boys of radio. The bad boys of American society. And we love it that way. We would have it no other way, rest assured. The Von Wehhunt Show aired every Thursday night all over the nation and in 27 countries and counting. Tonight we will talk about the state of the new year, 2023, and the Chinese New Year of the Rabbit. It's supposed to be a new year of hope. So all we can do is prepare going forwards, my friends. I always say tune in or tune out, America. As it is always your choice since 1776. Rest assured, we will be here in the studio regardless of your decision as we seize the day and night. You will enjoy the great callers. You will learn things. We learn from each other. Steel sharpens steel. Real men learn from other real men. We are rogue, infamous, and legendary. For the powers that be are succeeding at making America a third world nation. Our country will be pushed or fall on its own sword someday. And as I've told you before many times, all bets are off. Get prepared for the planned eventual collapse of America. God forbid, what we don't want to see, but what I see daily, everywhere you look, there's still shortages, Biden inflation, shoppers can't get what they need. Why are eggs $8 a frickin' carton? Why can't some Americans in Kentucky and elsewhere where we broadcast can't get orange juice and milk from local Kroger stores? Still going to blame the supply chain problem? Maybe we have a leadership problem in America. Maybe we have a presidential problem in America. Our Congress sucks, and everyone knows it. We will mince no words in my show. The show is too harsh for your delicate ears, for my German-Italian mouth. Turn that dial. Go listen to your rhino talk show host, who will tell you everything is just wonderful if we just vote the right way in the next election. If we just have faith, everything's going to turn out honky-dory all across America. Right? You've heard it all before. Well, I hope that's true. But we're not naive on my show. I'll tell you the truth, straight truth, America. You deal with it as you see fit. I'd love to tell you that there's a chicken in every pot. Everyone's just wonderful. There's no homeless in our streets. The January 6th protesters have been released. Trump's been reinstalled in office, as some of the Q-tards think, and on and on and on it goes. That's not reality, and I am Mr. Reality. I love reality. You know why? It's honest. It's ruthless. It tells you exactly where you are, whether you like it or not. And sometimes we don't like it, do we? That's okay. We'll regroup. Reform ourselves. Push forwards. Like in that movie, It's a Bridge Too Far. We will attain that bridge. Well, while all that's going on domestically, over in mighty Europa, Switzerland will deploy 5,000 troops to protect the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, including parasites like Klaus Schwab. And don't call them elites. Call them parasites. Call them evil. Call them communists. They'll deserve what they get. But as I said on Gab, in many of my postings, people have asked me about this. You know, they're deploying 5,000 troops. There's a reason why. Maybe these are wild rumors now circulating throughout circles, intel circles, and there's a lot of wild rumors that Putin might attack it. Now, what does that make national and international news? Why else would you need 5,000 crack troops with machine guns? Putin's on the prowl. His army's been deployed. He's in the theater of war, as the English would say, across the pond. across the channel. Putin's on the march. He's no saint. Whether you like him or not, he's putting the fear of God in those people. He's got troops mobilized. His own country is mobilized for war. I look at these things, love it. All Americans love the real sting of battle, like General Patton said. I love delving into this stuff. While America is sitting around trying to figure out which gender we are, trying to install new transgender bathrooms on military bases or running pedophile rings or, God forbid, drug rings or whatever the hell else was just found out on military bases, allegedly, of course, Putin's military, though in shambles, still kicking, they're still out there. They're on the march. He's mobilized Belarus, many other countries, to get in line. He told them all this is a long war. Ukraine is only the beginning. Now, when you hear that, compute it in your mind. My mental algorithm tells me he's got more countries or more entities in mind. Time will tell. And don't say he has no money. He's got oil flowing through his coffers, gold reserves, some of the biggest in the world. Plus all the other nefarious activity that the KGB and Russia are doing. And by the way, he's brought back the old KGB with the FSB. You didn't know that, did you? The Von Wien Show, we are the tip of the spear. Our mainstream media sucks. We'll tell you nothing. We'll tell you only what you want to hear. Just smile, go to bed, and tomorrow will be a brighter day. Well, that's wonderful. I want brighter days, but I want real brighter days for all of us. Not fake brighter days. Well, you know, I'm on Gab and some other many excellent people on GAB.com. For those of you who aren't on it, get on there. Learn a lot. A lot of good stuff, as well as other websites. But I want you to check out when you get time, work on a new website, my friends in New York, called SurviveMax.com. My show will be uploaded to that site. We are hoping it's going to be big. Start clicking on it every week as it gets better and better. They've got the shell of the website up now. It's called SurviveMax.com. There will be articles, news, my show, and again, your calls. I want to make you all famous. You know, you call this show, you're going to ride along with me. We'll leave no stone unturned. Our Panzer tanks are rolling. Damn right. Well, it's a cool website. It's going to have all kinds of prepping material, apocalyptic news and collapse news and real economic news, not just doom and gloom, but positive things too. We're the survivors. World sick. We're the doctors. We're the surgeons. We know what to do. We have a lot of young listeners on the show, but just so you know, America, I had a block on Gab about four more idiots, trolls, last week. If you're one of them listening now, go back to bed, put the pacifier back in your mouth, count to 100, pray to Biden and Pelosi for a better day. Get the hell off my show. We have a lot of young people that listen to the show, as well as boomers and Generation X, Y, and Z. But I have found that most of the people I block are millennials and Generation Z or Y. They're just brainwashed online trolls. They put out the psycho babble. We love our young listeners. But on my show, we got the smart ones. We only want the smart ones. The ones that are listening in, tuning in, learning, growing in knowledge. We like them very, very much. For they are the future. Sounds cliche, but it is true. There are a lot of, in my view, arrogant, cocky young Democrats out there who think they can take pot shots at the show and you, the great callers and listeners. They're mistaken yet again. Just so you know, I don't engage in mindless debate with online trolls or hostile people. I will send back a zinger or two when they attack the show, and I quickly block them, tell them to go F off, because that's how I roll. They're a waste of my precious, valuable studio time and yours. Do not engage in debates with people. There's an old saying, if you engage in a debate with a fool, people watching will not know who is who. Get my drift? I'll spell it off and move on. I already know their mind's gone. They cannot be redeemed. They're unredeemable. They will be blocked. Same thing in the chat room. Our chat room should be positive and lively and fun. I've had to block people out of our chat room who troll it, go in there, and they're just crazy. You know, it's actually kind of funny, but I give everyone a long leash. But if they hang themselves, well, it's on their dime. Well, the theme of the show tonight is McCarthy, the New Hope, sort of like the first Star Wars movie. We're going against the Death Star, folks. And that first Star Wars movie was entitled A New Hope. This is what I would tell Kevin McCarthy, the new Speaker of the House, as he is clearing out these Democrat rat bastard congressional committees as we speak tonight. McCarthy, it's time to kick ass and take names. Do it or else have the wrath of the American people on your ass. I'll tell you, in America, we like to streamline things. We call it lobbying. Lobbying, right? Everywhere else in the world, they call it bribery and corruption. You can take that to the bank, pun intended. We're so glad everyone's here tonight. Get a cocktail, get a drink, relax, sit back, enjoy the show. Love that. Sets the mood for the show. It's a show of current events, geopolitics, war and peace, domestic news, international news. Well, get this, America. A Russian senator this week said that Russia is at war with all of NATO. His words, not mine. This is not good, America. Our leaders have stabbed us in the back. We are on our own yet again. Prepare accordingly. And the World Health Organization called the WHO, right, not the rock group, but the evil WHO, they're meeting in secret this week to make themselves enforceable law internationally. Keep your eyes out for this one. Well, now we will see about that, won't we? They've already said they are in agreement with these other think tanks. They don't think these think tanks in Europe can have any power in America. They are in alignment with the Democrat Marxist Party. They're in alignment with the UN. They've already said many times that they do not want you owning a home or land. They want to shove everybody into cities, into quote-unquote smart cities, which is a trick of words, if you will, more of their fuckery, tricksterism, to put you in apartments that they can easily control, that you can surveil you, 24-7 surveillance, cut off your power and food if they don't like you and your water. They don't like your beliefs. They want to get Americans off the land. Klaus Schwab said last week that you don't even deserve to own a home or a car. Share a ride, he said, or walk. Walk 200 miles to your vacation destination. Screw him. This is what they're thinking. We have Democrats that will water it down a little bit, but they're basically proposing the same thing through various laws. And when they get back into power, watch out. Well, I call this Clown World USA. Only in Clown World is it okay to get away with this political insanity. It seems as if the powers that be are mocking our election process. I told you before on the last show, the new moniker is basement politicians. These people never campaign like Biden or Katie Hobbs of Arizona. They never hold a big rally, ever. Yet, they win. How is that possible, you ask? Well, let me count the ways, America. We'll talk about that, as we always have. Did you know that shots are being fired, real bullet shots are being fired at Democrat elected officials, their homes in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Ah, your mainstream news again has failed to tell you this. At least six of their homes have been targeted. They don't know who's doing this. Very interesting. Is it a false flag operation? Or is it some rogue criminal out there doing this? As they say in radio, only the shadow knows, still under investigation. Unbelievable. Well, the good old USA, you know, mom and apple pie, you know, the red, white, and blue. Get this. The good old USA is going to host the largest ever satanic gathering in, drumroll please, Boston, Massachusetts, of course, near the Salem witch trials. Great. That's what America needs at this time is nut jobs invoking Satan and the evil one to reign over our land. It's fantastic, guys. Great going, Boston. Great going up there. Drink some more beer. Samuel Adams would never tolerate that. For our Boston listeners, if you're from Boston tonight, call in. Let's talk about it. Call the show. Well, nature is ruthless. And in my view, a person jabbing themselves with an experimental government vaccine, you don't stand a chance. We will see many more people, in my view, drop like flies all over the world and in America next 2 to 5 years. They're dropping now. Have you seen these newscasters and sports people? They're playing or they're talking in the microphone, and they just collapse. 25, 30-year-old news person, a so-called journalist. Sad, but true. Brace yourselves, America. because it's coming. And get this. We keep talking about the Asian War Theater, China and Korea and Japan, all the islands out there. And never forget that when America fought World War II, we had virtually no help in the Pacific. We had Australia, some troops from Canada, but 95% of the troops that fought back the Empire of Japan were American. How do I know? My two uncles fought out in the Pacific. They were so afraid the Germans would fight for the Reich, they sent into the Pacific War. So what happened? You had a German last name, you go to the you would go to Asia. If you're Irish or English, you go to Europe. That's how it worked. But they told me a lot of interesting stories back in the day, which we talked about on this show. Well, America's top Marine Corps general in Japan bluntly describes the Asian situation, as he calls it, but he said that the United States, our beloved country, right, is setting the war theater in Asia for a future big war with China. Big Zero Hedge article this week. He just let it out. Let it all hang out. We're getting ready for war, just to let you know. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Well, that's confirmation of what I've been talking about for years. Okay, we're way ahead of the curve. We're way ahead of the curve on this show. The way I think and the way you think puts us head and shoulders above the rest. I don't want the biggest audience. I want the best audience. The biggest audience gets a radio contract for millions of dollars. And they'll tell the masses nothing. That's why the masses are asses. They're told nothing in reality. And Australia this past week has also sent back a Chinese spy who defected to their country. Now, back in the day, the spies were readily accepted by Western powers. Shows a shift in the power dynamic between the Western powers and China. The spy was sent back to China, so after being tortured for information, he will surely be executed by the Chinese Communist Party. Way to go, Australia! What the hell is going down under? What's going on down there in Australia? You guys have really fallen off the wagon. I hear about COVID lockdowns. I would tell China, go screw yourself. He's our spy now. What are you going to do about it? And by the way, your products suck. Hey, I mean, you think I'm mad about that? Fine. Nuke their ass. And speaking of that, the prophets say, and I'm having some jocularity here, some fun on the radio. We don't want anyone nuked on this show, but I always say things happen naturally in time. So my point in saying that is all the prophets say that the next world war will start in Asia and that China will be involved. They'll most likely be wiped off the face of the earth. Their 5,000 Hung Dynasty, or Han Dynasty from way back, is going to be obliterated because they're going to probably start it. Whether you go to YouTube or the Hopi Prophecies in Northern Arizona, whether you go to other prophets online, I find a similar theme. China or Korea, those two communist countries, North Korea, are going to start something, back each other up, go for broke, and all hell's going to break loose. So these are people who have had visions and dreams about this scenario playing out. Hope it never happens. But again, hate to say it, wouldn't surprise me. Nothing right now will really surprise me. Generation Xer, I've seen a lot in the decades. Seen stagflation, inflation, deflation, Cold War, hot wars, religious wars, zealots, you name it. Fraud and corruption everywhere. Anything can happen at any time, is my view. If you don't have that view, well, hope you're right. But good luck with that. I would say. Good luck with that one. Well, many people have asked me on Gab, they go, okay, so which favorite character of yours in the movies personifies your audience and Generation X? And I said it's Han Solo, the Millennium Falcon. He was always my favorite character in the Star Wars movie. An epic movie for its time. Han Solo embodied the Generation X personality of being very independent, quick on his feet, a daredevil of sorts, and his rogue and infamous behavior. He can fix the Millennium Falcon and fly into the Death Star and help blow it up. That is the character people like me. Well, in America, we don't have leaders. We have politicians. Since when has America had a real leader? They call themselves politicians. Why have our leaders allowed all this to happen? And by the way, did you know, in our Did You Know series, that the debt ceiling is over $32 trillion, close approaching that figure. It's coming up fast for another deadline and vote in Congress. Yes, there's a lot going on tonight. We will talk about all of it. We're so glad everyone's here. I can't wait to get to your calls, America. We will talk to America and the world. They will sit back and listen as we dictate the terms of war and peace. Love that. A little bit of James Bond there, a little of a cool version I found. This is a pirate radio show, folks. As you know, we are every Thursday night for a two or three hour broadcast from my underground mountain stronghold deep in the mountains of Arizona. Let's get to Cacao Kelly in Phoenix and then to American Scotch in Wyoming. I believe Kelly is there in the green room. Welcome to the Von Weekend Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
What's going on? I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you and the Irish pirate hanging out tonight?
Well, unfortunately, we're not hanging out together tonight, even though I have.
Good.
Anyways, I signed up to be a master gardener in Arizona. And I started this week taking my classes, so it's been kind of wild.
You're a master gardener? Really? Wow.
Well, I'm taking
very
classes
cool, baby.
To be a master gardener. And every state has a cooperative extension, and you can become a master gardener in your state. So
cool. How does your garden grow, baby? And what are you growing? That's the big question.
Oh,
cannabis or contraband or vegetables for our homeless population here in Phoenix?
No, it's,
they got to eat too, you know.
Fruits and vegetables. So that's what I'm going to grow. So, but I'm waiting on my chickens right now. Baby chicks, I could say. They're going to be coming in March, so I got to build me a chicken coop now.
Well, when the apocalypse happens, you'll be ready. You'll be the person in demand who can grow fruits and vegetables and raise chickens. Now, you're in the chicken trade, so you can make a lot of money right now selling eggs. For $8 a carton, I hear. Seriously.
You can, actually.
Get in the egg business.
Yeah.
That's where the money's
at.
Yeah. I mean, why not? We had, as you know, Chandler, they just passed that local resolution where they can now have chicken farms, limited, of course, in their backyard, chicken coops.
Right.
And I see a homegrown business selling eggs. It's going to happen.
Well, state of Arizona has just made it a little more difficult to sell eggs in the state of Arizona. They passed a law stating that your hen must have to lay their eggs. So it used to be 62 inches of space. Now it's it's a foot diameter space. So. Anyways, which is kind of interesting. So it's like an extra 10 inches or whatnot, but it does reduce the amount of space of how many chickens you can have or how many hens you can have for laying eggs purposes. So.
Wow. Well, then you can teach others how to do it. You'll be...
you really need a desire to want to do it.
Right. Smart move.
So, but you know what? Everybody doesn't have to have chickens. Everybody doesn't have to have cows and whatnot, because we're going to get down to a bartering system. So whatever you may have, whatever your specialty is, that you grow something special that, you know, somebody else wants or needs or, you know, stuff like that. Or maybe your talent is baking or something. Somebody's going to want something because they don't know how to make it. And so you're going to have to barter for it.
I agree.
So
the fiat currency won't last forever, will it?
Huh?
Our fiat currency won't last forever. No fiat currency has ever stood the test of time. And right now ours is about... Well, ours is in overtime, actually. Losing value every day. That's why prices keep going up. It takes more and more dollars to chase fewer and fewer goods or to buy them.
That's,
You see them at the grocery store. Right. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Go without, most likely.
Or contact Kelly and buy some eggs from her. You'll be the new Kroger. You'll be selling fruits and vegetables coast to coast here pretty soon. You'll be providing jobs to thousands of Arizonans and folks all over the nation. Think big, baby. Think big.
Oh,
we'll take Kroger
on
and give them some competition. How about those apples? Why not? Is it in written in stone if they have to be have all the damn stores? I say if they can't provide food, Americans will grow the food. We will outcompete them, outthink them, outmaneuver them. Yes, that's the American way.
There is one thing that people out there need to know, because there is one chain. There is one chain out there that has their own farm, okay? And they have their own shipping. They have their own shipping boats and semis and the whole shebang, okay? And they will outlast anybody else out there. It's Costco.
Mm-hmm.
The price of chicken has not increased. As often as I can without breaking the budget too bad. But Costco's chicken has not increased in price because they have their own chicken farm. It's really good chicken. They flash freeze it. It's under the Kirkland brand name. They don't use any antibiotics on them. They're, range fed. They're, so they're really good and organic.
Okay.
So,
I agree.
If you're looking to get some chicken and don't want to pay the price out in the grocery stores or find a reasonable price for chicken or whatnot, just go get a membership to Costco. Hey, 1 year membership, and go buy as much food as you want. So.
Yeah, we tell folks for years stock up on food that's non-perishable and get ready. Buy your pasta and rice now before that goes next. You know, that stuff will last for years. What's else on your mind tonight, Raquel Kelly?
Oh, boy. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on out there that's
Always.
There's so much stuff, though. I mean, how can you keep up on everything? Irish pirate man, he is, dubious about listening to everything and everyone, and then he comes up with those just really neat stories that, you're not going to hear about. And I can't outdo him.
Awesome. Love it.
People need to stay aware and, be aware. And just look for the signs. There are signs everywhere all the time. And you got to have to know when to get out of town.
I like it. Know the signs, folks. Damn right. Kakao Kelly, thanks so much for calling the Von Wien Show. Love you out there. Take care, okay?
All right. Take care. Bye.
You bet. Have a great night. Know the signs, people. I agree with that. The Matrix is real. And you have found it here at the Von Wien Show. Rest assured. We'll get to American Scotch next.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
Yeah, this show's going to the moon. We're all going there together. Let's get to American Scots in Wyoming, in ranch country. Almost big sky country, I think. American Scotch, welcome to the Von Wieland Show. How you doing, sir?
Hello. Hello, Von. I'm doing well. Just wanted to give you guys a call. I hadn't spoken to you since the Bachelor's show last week, last Tuesday.
Yes.
And
good call you made.
So much that so much has happened. You know, I mean, right before that show last week, you and I were talking about the marital problems and divorce rates skyrocketing. You know, we had just had a very memorable NFL game where the player dropped right there on the field, and they roll an ambulance down, or what we thought was an ambulance, and, you know, he gets carted away, and then the NFL's made an announcement that they can't complete that game, that it's under suspension. And, you know, I used to play ball. I never played pro, but, you know, my question is, if they can't complete that game and there's an asterisk by that game, then I don't see how the league can complete the season. That's just me, you know, deductive reasoning and common sense, just trying to figure that out. I don't want to spend too much time on this subject because I think that, you know, for all of us, watching pro sports is the biggest distraction that they've ever come up with. But, you know, the fact that the ambulance was a U-Haul truck and not an ambulance.
Yeah.
And you can see it because there was no lights on the cab. There was no logo on the sign designating what hospital or what ambulance. There was no logo, nothing. And just as a kicker, as it was driving away, you could see where the pullout ramp slides underneath the back door to the rented U-Haul truck. So I guess the whole point of me setting this conversation with you up is, when I say everything is fake and gay, people, it is so fake and it is so gay that you don't even know which way is up. Now, the other subject I wanted to talk about was this latest Joe Rogan clip. I posted this yesterday.
Yes,
and
I saw
tagged
that.
You to it. You saw that, great. And I'm not a big, you know, Rogan believer. I never really followed his podcast. I thought his stand-up comedy was brilliant. I never got into UFC. There's just too many fights. It bores the hell out of me. So, you know,
right.
I kind of didn't give him much point to listen to, but I've seen him carry the water for the establishment media too many times to ever trust him. But when he brought up this latest post that I, you know, reiterated yesterday, I had linked you to, where they were calling attention to a Dr. Natalia on Twitter, and her tweet was posted, and I reposted it again on Gab, and I'm going to read it just verbatim. This is what Dr. Natalia recently wrote in the last few weeks, and it's just made all sorts of attention. Here's her tweet. Quote, "I will never regret the vaccine. Even if it turns out I injected actual poison and have only days to live, my heart was in the right place." That's a misspelling on her behalf. She didn't type that out very well, so it's very awkward. "My heart was in the right place. I got vaccinated out of love, while anti-vaxxers did everything out of hate. If I have to die because of my love for the world, then so be it. But I will never regret or apologize for it." Now, this tweet was put out on January 1st, 2023.
God!
And I'm going to tell people
we
right
love
now,
and you hate America. Yep,
that's how
they think.
That's how they think. They don't run on facts. They run on emotions. They run on feelings. And furthermore, it came out in the news, verified true, that two of the doctors that Twitter and other authorities that would like to, you know, echo their stances based on Twitter decisions. Two doctors from Twitter that always supported the vaccine the last couple of years that they used to cite, you know, chapter and verse, left and right, Monday to Sunday, all the way around. These two doctors never existed. These two doctors never existed. And this is another example. This Dr. Natalia, I've tried to look her up on my Twitter account, and it's a protected tweet account. So So basically, you can't follow her unless she approves you follow her. This is an AI bot, is what this is. I'm going to explain this to some of the listeners out there, because people have been blowing my account up over this the last couple of days. How could somebody be so stupid? Oh, my God, what an idiot. I can't believe how crazy these people are. So these are all the responses they want to generate from people like you and I. This is a bot. And what they're doing is coaching people out there to not be angry at anyone or anything for being duped, for being led astray, and to, you know what, you need to be proud of your decision because you made
That's right.
it in the name of love. You're a loving person, Vaughn. You may have made a mistake when it comes to the length of your life over a decision that we pushed you to do, but don't you get angry about it. You be proud of yourself for that. They are gaslighting.
How dare you, America, get angry? How dare you?
World.
Yeah, they want you to be pacified
is,
sheep, don't they?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's exactly what this is. That's exactly what this is. I posted on top of that another couple of shots that have been recycled and, you know, spun up and spun down and rolled out over and over again of Mark Zuckerberg. Over the years, this individual that supposedly, air quotes, invented the biggest software application, social media application in the history of man in the dorm room in this closet while he was, you know, eating Hot Pockets and dodging class at Harvard. And this guy's face has changed 100,000,000%. I'm going to tell people right now, if you're not on board with these things that I'm talking about, you need to start speeding up your pedaling of this bicycle because you're getting left behind. These people don't exist, okay? Mark Zuckerberg is not a human being. He does not exist. This is a fictitious character, a fictional avatar, literally. His name is Zuckerberg, which means Sugar Mountain, which is what Facebook is. It is a data mining entity that was invented at DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Institute, which is CIA, as is Google. That was an invention of DARPA as well, because it's a literal cybergenic crystal ball, if you will, tied up with Facebook, which gives everybody the ability to throw their information out there for the government voluntarily. You just got tracked, everybody. Every single thing you've ever posted, every single photograph you've ever put out there, that doesn't belong to you. That belongs to Facebook, i.e. DARPA, i.e. the Central Intelligence Agency, Mossad, MI6, and the rest of these intelligence agencies. They're all the same group of people, folks, okay?
Right.
They're not individual. They may fly under different flags, but Mossad wants to cruise in here just like they did a couple of years ago into South Beach to help implode a building because there was too much information that needed to be hidden there. They never left our shores, last I can tell. They're still running around here under the guise of Miami PD or FBI South Beach, whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
They're running around. These people.
Zod's alive and well. Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos doesn't exist. That's not a real individual. Have you ever looked at this guy? He's all cockeyed looking. One eye is three times bigger than the other. I mean, he's inbred at worst and just another cybernetic AI bot at best. And I'm telling you, folks, this may sound crazy, but you got to think about something. Making these clones or these doubles or whatever the hell they are is pennies on the dollar to these powers that be, because they don't pay these guys a salary. Zuckerberg doesn't have his own shares of stock that they have to owe him money for. That all belongs to cabal, deep state, whatever you want to call it. These entities are fictitious. And you have to get on board and understand that. That's why all of your accounts, if anybody's like me, have been blasted out on Facebook and Instagram and Parler too. Dan Bongino's another fake son of a bitch. That guy's a Mossad agent all the way from, you know, all the way from the beginning. You're a New York City cop on the beat who suddenly becomes a Secret Service agent in the detail of Barack Hussein Obama. You go from walking the streets of New York City to becoming a Secret Service agent to the most notoriously foreign-bred and developed president that we know of so far in this country. And then after that,
yeah, how did that happen anyway? How did that happen?
Exactly.
The story. Stairway to Power
is a fraud on its. There you go. Yeah. You can't track that. That is a jump in resume that no one's ever seen in history. Not only that, after he gets done with Secret Service, he becomes a massive podcast star, one of the biggest stars around when it comes to right wing talking points and conversation on the podcast landscape. And he went ahead and landed Lou Dobbs' old position at Fox, you know, because that's what you do, right? Right? And I got people that still in my family swear up and down Bongino's a good guy. No, he's a good guy, man. Scott, you gotta calm down. No, he's a patriot. He's a good man. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not your friend. He's a lying son of a bitch. Hannity is getting outed right now. Hannity has been completely in bed with this soiled mainstream rat-infested media, and there are so many disciples that just want to lick his shoes. Every time he steps around he's horrible. He's
so
horrible.
True.
But this, I know. It's real. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because not only do we have fake on the bad, we've got a lot of fake going on in the good. The title of the show is McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is one of the biggest swamp creatures that there ever was. But the guy that's playing McCarthy right now, and I posted this just a minute ago too, he's in a mask. So who's playing this guy? That's a great question. But I'll tell you something. His latest moves and what he has done has blown my mind. He has absolutely threatened that he is going to bring out all the video footage of January 6th that was absolutely shit-canned by Schiff, Pelosi, Cheney, Kaczynski, or whatever the hell the guy's name is, that rhino bastard from the Great Lakes area. That just got the job at CNN. They're going to release it all, brother. They're going to release it all. So if you'd have told if you and I go back like before Thanksgiving, you know, we were spitballing that Trump was going to get arrested. Look at how quickly things have changed.
Oh yeah,
that wasn't
60
days ago. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so my premise, American Scotch, is that Trump would have been arrested if again the Republicans did not win the House. What happened was we won the House by a slim margin, which derailed their plans. Because don't forget, the House committee sent a criminal referral to the FBI and the Justice Department. Those wheels were turning. They were turning in D.C. about swarming Trump, Mar-a-Lago again, and this time the big arrest might have happened. So that photograph that you brought up about the handcuffs, remember, on the calendar of December was leaked out by some intel official. It was already planned, but it got, in my view, they put it on the back burner due to this overall election and McCarthy. Because folks, like you always say, though these elections may be bogus, they still have consequences, you know? So it is what it is.
That's true.
It's a mixed bag.
Well, that's very true. And you know what? I mean, I'm not going to, jump the gun. He may still get arrested. We have no idea. I guess the moral of the story is we are surfing waters right now. And hats off to guys like you trying to put a show together, structuring around current events, because we've never seen anything like this, where you've got a president that is clearly not the same guy as he was 2-3 years ago. Who the hell is this guy? Nobody knows. We got a guy playing McCarthy in a mask. We've got, the Pope that's disappearing in front of our very eyes in a hologram glitch in Vatican City in spring of 2020. I mean, this keeps happening. And then people keep trying to just pass it off, dismiss it. Oh, that's just your imagination. That's just a glitch in the cable feed. Listen, folks, when you start seeing this over and over and over again, number one, you're meant to see it, okay? Now, as uncomfortable as this is, you're going to have to start keeping your mind a little bit more open when it comes to really what's going on. Is McCarthy a rhino? Absolutely. Is this McCarthy from 2-3 years ago? Absolutely not. He's wearing a mask. I mean, I don't know anybody that would wear a mask that looks just like themselves to try to, deep fake somebody. That's not going to happen. Somebody else is playing this guy. because he's making moves up there that I never would have ever. If you'd have bet me $100 a month ago that McCarthy would have been speaking and acting like this, I never would have believed you.
This
bro.
Is great.
Never.
American Scotch, this is radio gold. You know, and I love it because there's a lot of fakery, as I said before, and fuckery there on Capitol Hill. You know, there are a lot of so-called conspiracy theories that these people up there, I mean, if you look at these photographs, they are eerie, folks. You look at photographs of Biden or McCarthy or whoever, people have compared the photographs, the earlobes, the eyebrows, and it's either plastic surgery or something weird's going on because these people don't look the same, you know, a month later, 2 months later. It's really bizarro world, you know, clown world personified. Yeah. What are your final thoughts to America, American Scotch? Love this call.
Well, you know, I guess my whole summarization is like, you know, there's a saying that I caught the other day on a really cool little documentary. Your mind's like a parachute. It doesn't work unless it's open. And I run into this a lot in the alt-right community. I got a lot of friends that are just cocksure, dead set, that they know what's going on, that they're right, and everybody else is wrong. And unfortunately, in this landscape, you're dealing potentially with something much bigger than you and I are really imagining what it is. There's something going on. I've never had any, you know, good answers about what's going on in D.C. It's a ghost town. The shit is all shut up. There's fences all over the major player buildings. There's no explanation for this. There's no explanation as to why I'm seeing these dual identities going on, like you said, of Biden and McCarthy and the rest of these people. Why are there masks clearly on these people? Kamala Harris has got a mask on. I mean, what the hell is going on?
God.
And I don't get any answers. But you just got to ask these. You got to ask yourself, look.
Classic.
I just got to keep an open mind. Got to keep an open mind, man. You got to do it because we don't know what the hell we're dealing with.
I'll no, we don't. That. We really, really don't. That's so true. American Scotch, great call. Love you, man. And, hey, always call back. You're always welcome here on the show. And, by the way, folks, he's got a great Gab page. American Scotch, check it out. A lot of very interesting videos and intel and things you have cobbled together, man. I want to salute you here. Appreciate all that because you're really showing the side of D.C. that most Americans, well, are afraid to see but never get to see. And it's on your page, and I appreciate you for that. Thank you.
You got it, brother. You got it. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Have a great night. Thank you, American Scotch.
Thanks,
appreciate
man. It. You bet. Bye-bye.
You bet. He's out there in Wyoming. He's a patriot. American Scotch. He's very passionate about the country and the direction in which it's going, as we all are. And must be beautiful up in Wyoming, man. I tell you what, in this, with all the snow, I love snow. I can't wait to get to Flagstaff and go skiing. I'm just itching to get up there. My Nordic side of my dramatic heritage. I need to see snow and ice and mountains once in a while. God. So I bought my ski package last year. My skis are broken in. So this year we're going to spend 2 days going down the slopes while I try to get some work done and plan for the show in the studios. So I'm looking forward to that. It's snow apocalypse all across the country. I love it. You know? And we got a great chat room tonight. I think everyone in America should wear your mask. You know, it's what the government wants. I'm just kidding. Didn't they have you wear a mask for 2 freaking years? It's ridiculous. COVID this, COVID that. Big psyop, big scam. Well, we got a lot of calls here tonight. I'm going to try to triage our studio tree, call tree as best I can. We have a call from the Gulf of Florida. I think I know who this is. But we will see. Welcome to the Von Wiegand Show. We're live on the air. What's your name? Are you there? What do you have to say? You sound like a real fag. Are you a faggot? Or are you having trouble with your phone? Yeah, I knew it was you. The weirdo. Yeah, that guy should put his mask on. Well, when I get back, more calls guaranteed. That guy calls from Florida once in a while. He always does some weird sound effects on the phone. But he is what he is, you know? He's probably late for his gay bar date.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Von Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up, too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use of this game to buy in, and then, I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehunt's show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
God, I just love that. Well, we also love these promos here for the show, and some sound like this.
Von's got the making of a champion there, you know? That's why he's back on the air. He's got his show. Hey, you got to tune into him. He's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call in if you got something you want to tell him or something you want to tell America. That's the Von Weehunt Show. That's right, at DocSkyRadio.com. Hey, this is a rock here.
And don't forget SurviveMax.com. It's our new website. It's going to be launched nationwide here pretty soon. And let's get to the Gladiator in North Phoenix, and then we'll get to the Gunslinger. Gladiator, welcome to the show once again. How's your night going, man? Are you there? Is your phone operational? You're live on the air. The Gladiator. Hello. Going once. Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Hey, man. Doing good. How are you?
Good, man.
How's the compound tonight? And the horse ranch.
Yeah, I'm at the old place. I got 2 weeks left here, just buttoning up all the stuff. Got all the furniture moved. Doing what I got to do here. Sleeping on the floor for a couple of weeks, and building my American dream here, man. Monologue. What a shit show is going on in the economy. Jeez, whiz.
No doubt.
Hey, and then, the Biden crime family has all the classified documents they want in a Washington, D.C. office. They get caught with all the classified documents, more documents than Donald Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. And mum's the word. Not a thing. No warrant. No FBI raid, no prosecution referral. I mean, geez, come on. I mean, one day, it just came out Monday, there's an office located in Washington, D.C. by the Biden family with all these classified documents, current classified documents. And then the next day is like,
right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, it's not classified documents. It's a plethora. It's a library's worth. like they have, basically they
totally
went into Congress. And that's what they're doing. They're stockpiling classified documents instead of saying, hey, maybe we should help the American people get gas back to $2.25 a gallon. Get eggs down to about $1.10 a dozen. I mean, unbelievable. Yeah, people around the country, some people can't get orange juice. Some people can't get milk. Some people can't get eggs, How's the baby formula issue going?
How's that working out for you, America, that baby formula? Now you got no eggs for your kids? You can't get tires in some parts of the country. And Kentucky, the Kroger stores were like empty shelves, bro. Made several news sites. Can't get milk. Can't get poultry. Canned goods are scarce. They were showing me the aisles of Kroger in various cities in Ohio and Kentucky, that part of the country. You would think in that part of the Midwest, you know, those mid-Atlantic states, there'd be tons of food. They're right by all the major grocery stores and chains and warehouses. Hell, we have a lot more food in Phoenix than they do.
Yeah.
We're stockpiled here.
You know, Kroger and Fry's the same company, right? So, yeah, I mean, here we are in the middle of the desert. You actually have to want to drive to Phoenix to get to Phoenix. Any city in Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, I mean, they are accessible by 94 highways. You can only get to Phoenix of one of two highways. And for us to have supplies, but those folks have zero supply, I mean, and we can't take over the United States Senate with eggs at $8 a dozen and, you know, gas at $3.50 to $3.75 a gallon. I mean, and everybody's like, no, gas isn't that bad. I'm like, hey, idiots, it's double what it used to be under, you know, another guy that had a handful of classified documents by the name of Donald Trump. So it's $3.50 a gallon for a regular unleaded. If you're satisfied with that, then keep voting Democrat, you freaking idiots. You want to pay, you know, $7-$8 a dozen for eggs, keep voting Democrat. You don't want to have supplies on your grocery, you know, shelves, you know, grocery store shelves, keep voting Democrat.
Oh, yeah, they love this stuff.
Right?
They love the shortages.
Yeah, I don't want to hear, but I voted for the Libertarians. Good. You took all the votes away from the Republicans and gave the Democrats the victory. You're to blame just as much as those who vote Democrat. But it's about principle. Look, nobody in anybody's family for the last 100 years has had a principle in their family heritage. So I don't want to hear it's about principle. Okay? If you vote Libertarian, you might as well just vote Democrat. That's how these Democrats have power in the Senate, power in the White House. We barely flipped the U.S. House. Barely.
That's right. Barely.
They won't even tell
the
guy
skin of
in
our
New York.
Teeth.
Yeah, the guy in New York, what's his name, who won his House seat by lying about everything.
George Santos.
Santos. And no wonder McCarthy's not telling him to leave, because if he leaves, the margin gets thinner.
That's right.
He flipped the Democrat seat.
We're stuck with Santos now, you know.
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, he probably lied, but that's like a that should be on a job resume in New York City. Doesn't everybody lie in New York? Come on. Let's get real, folks.
Yeah.
You really think all those resumes are in Congress? You know how many congressmen have been arrested, have criminal records, have lawsuits pending against them for all kind of things?
Yeah.
A lot.
Well,
a lot. A lot of our congressmen have DUIs. They've been in jail before. Believe it.
Joe Biden said he graduated top of his class. He actually graduated the very bottom of his class, his law school class.
Right.
He was last out of 228 students, very last. But he said he graduated first, magna cum laude. He was magna
And he knows that half of America, Paul, is going to go, oh, well, that's what the president says. So the president's always right. So, and they'll just take it and run with it. And then they will regurgitate that crap inside your office, at a party, at a barbecue, and it's BS. It's all a bunch of lies.
He graduated magnum cum laude, last of his class.
Lousy. Yeah, exactly.
Man, it's like left is right, up is down, black is white. The whole thing is just a, in shambles, man. So, you know, like we've been talking about, everybody, you know, tighten the belt strap, shrink your reach right now, keep your costs down, save your cash, build a little war chest to go to battle with right now. You're going to have two more years of these people. Look, it's January 12th, 2023. There won't be a new president until January 21st, 2025. You got 2 years and 9 more days of these idiots in Washington. So if that doesn't scare reality into your brain, then you ain't watching enough news on TV or on the internet about the debacle, the crushed corporation known as the United States of America. I mean, this corporation is bankrupt, $32 trillion in debt to the Federal Reserve. So we owe the Rothschilds, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies, $32 trillion. Good luck paying that one off.
That's so effed up. It's so bad it's funny.
Right.
You know, I mean, it is. We owe the Rothschild banking cartel trillions of dollars, and they're going to sock it to the American middle class, as they always do, Paul. You know, and the beat goes on, man. And I always say there will come a day when it's the straw that breaks the proverbial camel's back. Someday, it's going to come crashing down. So, folks, get ready for the collapse. Get ready for the apocalypse. This is not doom and gloom. I don't sell fear porn. You look at the news, this is what's going on, whether we like it or not. Now, I always say to people, I hope they keep kicking the can down the road because we want, you know, things to keep going in our favor, at least as long as you got fiat currency and as long as it spends for now, spend the money, save what you can, but build up a war chest too. But you got to get your gear. You got to get supplies. Many of you don't have food, you know, guns, ammo, a generator maybe. Maybe it's, you know, a better vehicle, an SUV to get out of town to fight the mongrel hordes, whatever you think you need, hiking boots for God's sakes. What if your car gets broken down? What are you going to do? You going to walk out there in your Adidas tennis shoes? Really? In the desert?
Yep.
In the mountains?
Yep.
It's not going to last. Need some gear.
The zombies are coming, and they're going to be starting their zombie walk from Washington, D.C. all across America. The zombies are coming.
Yeah, and Paul, have you seen these videos on the internet? I know I have. I posted several on Gab where it shows these literal people looking like zombies in Brooklyn, in D.C., like you said, in Seattle, in L.A., and they are walking, staggering, you know, foam at the mouth. They're on drugs, obviously, but they're like the walking dead, the walking zombie class. I see they're the homeless that have taken way too much fentanyl, too much drugs. And these people are going to come climbing over your wall, folks, 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you going to do when they come for you, right?
Right.
It happened. Be prepared.
Yeah. You better have
We're having some fun with this, but it could happen.
Yeah. Get a Glock 9. Get extra clips. Be ready. Cause,
damn right.
Yeah. You know, it's one reason why I'm moving up to safer land here in 2 weeks. I mean, I'm on the edge of the metropolitan area. I mean, and the zombies are just creeping up. Like, I'm north of Bell Road, and they're creeping north of Bell Road. And they are zombies. I mean, they are. They carry homeless. They push a homeless cart. And the cops have done everything they can here, and the FBI building is very close here. So, you know, they do what they can, but, I mean, they don't have a legal right to shoot them. So they keep wanting to go further north. And I have to get on a plot of land where I can literally pull the gun out, shoot, and tell them you got to stay way away. But it'll be years before they get to where I'm going. Years and years and years. Scottsdale police just don't, they don't deal with that. Phoenix police deal with it. Scottsdale police are like, get out of here. So
right. Go to Phoenix. Yeah. Scottsdale police. That's smart on their on their part. Go to Phoenix and pull those stunts. Pull that crap over there. Not
yeah,
over here. I agree. You're in a place, man. You're yeah, they were creeping up there. I noticed that. And we talked about that for years. It's been this slow zombie creep up from downtown Phoenix core. There's a big homeless core. We call it what it is. And they start spreading out, right? And the our dumb so-called leaders want this rail line to go through every part of the valley. Well, all the homeless do. They get a free ticket because they're homeless. And now you're going to move the homeless to all the nice neighborhoods. Oh, how wonderful that's going to be. And they would say, we have to expand the rail line. No, we don't. We want no more expansion of that rail line. Cut the funding. Keep that rail line in the downtown area only. Should never go to the suburb. Don't want I don't even want bus lines to go to my neighborhood. I am pissed off at bus lines that come up here, the North Valley. All those bus lines that say Maryville or downtown Phoenix. What are you doing up here? You're from downtown Phoenix, staying downtown.
Yeah,
about
30,
40 minutes away from where we live. Get the hell out of here. I don't want bus. I would eliminate bus stops. Beyond the central downtown area, you don't need them. The suburbs don't need bus stops. We have enough fast food workers, thank you. Enough kids that can work at Jack in the Box or wherever. The little taco stand. We'll be just fine. We don't need weirdos, psychopaths, and homeless coming from downtown core being, again, spread out. And they want to go, well, let's, crazy, man.
All they're doing is bringing crime. They're bringing the begging signs at the stoplights.
That's right.
They're getting they walk in between the cars with their "I need money." You know, it's just get a job, man. Like, go pick up a shovel. I tell you what, pick up all the garbage at the intersections where you're begging for money. Pick up the garbage, put it in the garbage can. And maybe people will tip you for cleaning the street. Do a job. Do something. Be productive. I can see a veteran, right? A veteran with PSD, can't hold down a job. I can see that. But shame on our government for not having housing available for them. But when I see young men and young guys, young girls, begging for money with some lame excuse like "I'm a lazy piece of shit" on their sign, like, get away. I mean, you're disgusting to me. And then you always see these brand new bikes. They got brand new sneakers, brand new bikes parked in a bush where they're begging for money. It's like, get out of here.
You got money for smoke. They're always smoking a cig. It's like $5, $6, $7 a pack. They always have an iPhone. Who bought you the freaking iPhone? And look at their shoes. I see brand new, Nike, Adidas, maybe a little worn, but who bought you those nice shoes? Nice tennis shoes. You know? You're right. They're always hiding a $500 bike in the bushes. I've got no money at all. I'm going to come out here and just put my son in your car's face. Beg for money. He shall be rounded up. I'd make a zombie army if I was president. If we're ever at war, the zombie army goes in first. Your cannon fodder, you go in first. The zombie army will attack the enemy. That's how it should be. Clean up American streets for freedom.
That's
be classic.
If you put them on buses, you bring them to the border, you hand them a sword, and you say, if anybody crosses that line, stab them. And we'll pay you $50 a day to do that. U.S. government tax money.
Right.
$50 a day. Stab anybody that crosses the line.
All that in a bag of chips. Absolutely.
Right?
God. Yeah, well, Paul, thank you, man. Have a great night, bud. Thanks for the call. Always, man. You bet.
Right.
Paul the Gladiator, folks. Great, great call. He's right, man. The zombie army is what we need on the border with Mexico. Can you imagine? They came up there. Como, señor, como está? Which means, how are you in Espanol? In Ingles. And they see a zombie army with swords, samurai swords coming at them. God, that'd be hilarious. Well, I would mind the border anyway. Should be mined. You can put alligators there in the Rio Grande, which we offer solutions on the Von Wien Show. We offer many solutions. Yes, I will admit, my measures are very harsh, and they're not always user-friendly to our enemies. But we have enough immigrants in America. We don't need millions and millions more. We just don't. Our border is out of control. But there's a lot of things that you can do. If I was president, I would definitely start building about 10 more army bases on our southern border from Brownsville, Texas to San Diego. These would be Border Patrol and Army bases, Humvees, 50 caliber machine guns, and their job. We don't need all these guys overseas. We need some guys over here. Patrol our border. There's cartels coming in, drugs. But we know why they don't do it. There's payoffs in D.C. Suitcases full of cash. Bribery, corruption. Up the chain it goes. We know. Yeah, we know. There's a lot of payoffs going on, folks. A lot of money changing hands. A lot of people looking the other way. We know what's going on. That's why nothing ever gets done, because they like the system that's already in place. They like the money, the easy cash, the payoffs. Well, they stab America in the back. Well, there's a reckoning in this world. And don't say that our history and our future is etched in stone. It's not. It's not. The future is uncertain. And as the prophet says, the end is always near. But all these things are happening in South Africa. We have zombies. The mongrel hordes when they come into America. It's really mind-boggling.
My generation got our driver's license at 14, had a job at 16, and moved out at 17. Your generation is still trying to define what a woman is and living in your parents' basement until you're 35. My generation grew up on uncensored everything. Your generation censors everything. My generation shot guns, rode dirt bikes, and went camping for fun. Your generation stares at your phone all day and dances on the internet in your sister's underwear. My generation knew how to make decisions. Important ones. Your generation can't even decide which bathroom to use. My generation wants the truth and the facts, no matter how uncomfortable they are. Your generation is so offended that the truth and the facts don't support whatever outlandish bull is floating around in your imagination that you've started labeling everything that you don't agree with as misinformation. My generation has two genders. Your generation has 89,347 and counting. My generation judges people on whether or not they're an asshole. Your generation judges people on race, weight, religion, sex, gender, financial standing, something that they tweeted 20 years ago in grade 8 when they were drunk for the first time. Your generation cancels everything you don't agree with. My generation doesn't give a f*** about the things we don't agree with. Beat it, loser. My generation fights for the right to party. Your generation doesn't fight, doesn't like having rights, and doesn't like to party. What the f*** is wrong with you guys? My generation is going to be able to handle the new music video that I'm dropping on Friday. Your generation is going to have a meltdown.
So true. Love that rendition from it's called My Generation. Well, you know, Paul and I talked about these people that they should have a job. They don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. They want to sit around, beg for money like a loser. We've got a lot of people who are homeless by choice. Many have mental health issues. Many may be war veterans with PTSD. We pray for them because they fought for the country. There's a lot of people out on the street for various reasons. The ones that are able-bodied, the ones that have a mind, there's a lot of scammers as well. A lot of people are, you know, milking the system. Well, America should get back to work, and the entire nation will be far better off. But we've lost our way. It's very obvious. Back in the day, there was Gordon Gekko on Wall Street who sounded like this.
but ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to the stockholders.
Rendition I put together there. I thought it was pretty cool.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Sounds of fun in the studio, making a few things up during the week with Gordon Gekko and some background music here. I do some mixing once in a while. It's kind of fun. I'll do some more of those, as well as our tech wizard, Irish Pirate. We will collaborate and build the show and build a foundation for a brighter future for all Americans. Yes, we shall. Well, here's the news from, as the creeps say, from San Francisco. As San Francisco police have now halted the release of most mugshots in an effort to stop fueling racial bias, they say. In our creed and culture segment, or is it they're just trying to hide black and brown crime in their fair city? Gotham City of the West Coast is San Francisco, or San Francisco, as they say. And did you know America? You know, the California? In the People's Republic of California, I'll put it that way, they've got a law where you can shoplift up to $1,000 and get away with it scot-free. Did you know that shoplifting has reportedly become a $94.5 billion crime and problem for U.S. retailers all across the country? Unbelievable. And a man in Houston who shot an armed robber at a taco stand killed him with a coup de grace shot. Is now ordered to face a grand jury by a George Soros-funded district attorney. The story, as well as many others, is posted on my Gab page. God. Are those diversity hires kicking ass in your company, America? I think not. I doubt it. The Pentagon has now canceled the COVID mandates. Why? Because no one wants to fight. There's dumb wars. There are no-win wars just to enrich their friends and the military-industrial complex. Yes, we know. Pretty amazing stuff going on. Well, we will get to the gunslinger, who's got some things to say, thank God, about the life in America. What's going on? But we'll first play his entry promo.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Gunslinger, you're on the air on the Von the Weekend Show. How you doing, Street Edge? Your hand raised for a while. I want to get you on the air. How are you doing? What's going on in Texas, cowboy?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in Texas, dadnabbit. One thing was my birthday yesterday.
January. Hey, man, happy birthday to you. Yep. January 11th is your birthday? Awesome, man.
Yep. Yep.
You're a Capricorn.
Yep, Capricorn.
Nice.
All the way.
My mom was a Capricorn. Good sign. Good sign. Kid Rock is a Capricorn. Did you know that?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Well, Capricorn is the mighty warrior. Okay, they're the...
Yep, you're an earth sign.
Yeah, that's their...
You're a fire sign.
I've always been that
so
way. Fire sign.
Right. I love fire.
I did want to bring up... Yeah, yeah. I do want to bring up that shooting in Houston that you just mentioned. Okay?
Yep, I'm all over it. Go for it.
Yep, that man needs a reward given to him. Okay, because
give him a damn medal. Right.
That's damn right. That's damn good shooting. Okay, I mean
it is.
You got it. It's I'm sure you've seen the video and everything. Popped him 10 times. Okay.
Yep.
Good. I would have reloaded just in case a couple more of his punk friends was on the other side of that door. Okay? This is the only way that crime in this country is going to be controlled, is what that man right there did. It's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate that it came out to be a fake plastic gun or a BB gun. Doesn't matter. That is a felony, or a felon in a armed robbery. And you could use deadly force, whether it's a fake gun or it's a real gun. Here in Texas, a BB gun is considered under the characteristics of what I carry on my side, is a 357 Magnum. Same thing. You'll get
right.
Just as much trouble with a BB gun as you would as with a 357 Magnum or a 9mm or whatever. Okay. So that man needs a medal. This is the only way that this crime is going to be controlled in this country, because there is no other way, okay? I mean, you've got shootings. You've got stabbings. You've got armed robbery in the parking lot of Walmart. Just happened 5 miles down the highway here from me a couple weeks back, okay? So this is getting ridiculous. This is getting out of hand, and that's the only way it's going to get back into hand, okay, is with the hand of a gun. And, and these freaking idiots out here, why don't you have to shoot him so many times? Hey, fool, you stop the target. You stop the person that is doing it. However many times it takes. Okay? It doesn't matter. Look at what he was doing. He wasn't there selling candy bars or something. He was there to kill your ass and to rob your ass.
He should have
shot him 10 more times. I would have given a flying flip. Okay.
I laughed when he killed him. I thought it was great.
I know, me too. You know what I did?
Off the streets, America. Nobody cares. Yeah. Get rid of us. Get rid of this vermin swine off our streets.
Right.
We're sick of this crap.
You know what I did when I first seen that video? Another one bites the dust. That's right.
That's right. F around and find out, America. That's right. I thought of you when I saw that video. I thought, that's the gunslinger in a taco stand or a chicken restaurant there in Dallas. And then it's like when Thugs Go Wild, that new video. And then the gunslinger comes out and gives them a little dose of lead.
That's
right. Here's some lead pie for you to go with that taco, brother.
Yeah, that's what I carry. I carry a 357 Magnum. I'm in places like that once in a
Love
while.
It.
It could happen anywhere.
Sure.
It could happen anywhere coast to coast. You are the
anywhere.
Target. You have to be armed. You have to be armed. If you're not armed, you're fucking stupid or scared. One of the two.
That's right.
And of course, you
I always say keep your head on a swivel. That guy had his head on a swivel. I noticed in the video he looked around. saw the issue, saw the problem. His life was in danger.
Right.
Now, if I was a judge, he would have total exoneration. And I would give the guy a medal and a citation as a stand-up citizen of Houston in Texas. But what we see now is that George Soros, you know, funding these local district attorneys for office. They're going to try to get this guy on something. I pray and hope that the grand jury totally exonerates him.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, we've got it. We are the last stop to people. And I always say if the government, if you can't do it, if you're too much of a pussy to do it, then we'll do it for you. How about those apples? We'll do it for
we
you.
The people will do it.
We'll do it.
Will
We're
do
more
it.
Than happy to do it.
Yep.
You want to leash us? We don't even need your permission. People will do it themselves. And we're seeing them more and more in the news.
Yeah, and you're going to see more and more of that. It's going to escalate. It's going to, you know, it's going to increase, you know, exponentially, you know, as the time goes on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go with these heart attacks. I mean, I posted a video there earlier in the chat room there that these athletes are croaking dead all over the world with sudden heart attacks. But Moderna has a new vaccine for them.
One more thing to sell on the open market.
Yes.
So once you almost kill you, we don't want to kill you on the first dose. We want you to be in a hospital so we can sell you more medications to bill your insurance company. That's the Pfizer Moderna way. Allegedly.
And kill you.
Don't get mad, guys, at Pfizer and Moderna. I know there's somebody in that corporate office listening to my show. Damn them all.
Yeah, and kill you on the next one, too. So, you know, I mean, come on, really. We know these Modernas and all the other vaccine companies. They're the ones causing this. I mean, go look at the damn fucking news articles. These perfect, young, healthy as a freaking horse, dropping over dead with a heart attack. Really?
Yep.
And it just started. Prior to, you know, 2020 or 2021, you very rarely heard of football players, young football players, killing over from a heart attack. Very rarely did you hear that. I mean, things happen. Yeah. Okay. Gee whiz. Okay. You know, nobody's perfect. Things happen. Did you know that Elvis Presley's daughter died today at 54?
Sad.
I wonder if she got the jab.
I heard she did. That's 54. Way too young. You know, we are the pure bloods on my show. The pure bloods. Don't forget that. I told you folks years ago, do not take the vaccine. It's experimental government vaccine. I have people call me and say, what do you think about it? I said, don't take it. It's a psyop. It's the death jab. And more and more. I just recoiled when I heard about that. Yep. And whenever you see the government do this mad dash push, the bum rush, you got to take it. Now you hear these frantic, hysterical people, I take a step back and go, no way. There's something more here than meets the eye. I know it's a scam. It's a setup. They're trying. Again, it's all part of their depopulation agenda. This is what they want. They want to cull the population. They wanted a lot of patriots to take it. And they're mad now that a lot of patriots are alive and well with guns in hand. They hate that. They were really hoping to decimate the patriot population. Yeah, they hate it. They even came out and said, we don't like the fact. Well, you know how they talk in Washington, D.C., liberal media speak. In other words, they were saying, if you break it down, we don't like it that a lot of Americans survived our PSYOP. Bottom line, we don't like it. So now we've got to think of something else. Damn it. Well, be careful what you wish for, boys. Paybacks are a bitch. That's all I'll say about that.
Well, that payback is coming because, like I said, these people are dropping dead like flies. Okay? This is, I mean, you, if anybody took that J jab of monkey pus and snake venom, then you're playing Russian roulette is what you're doing. Okay, I mean, there were so many red flags that came up immediately. There was flags going out my goddamn windows. Okay, when I heard about that, well, what?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? You're going to rush this through? You cannot rush something like this through. They lucked out on the polio vaccine. Okay, they lucked out on that.
Oh, yeah.
They got it right. I'll give credit where credit is due, and they got that one right. Okay,
that one's
but
right.
This one
exactly.
Hell no! Hell no! They screwed up that one from day one. Okay. Because they rushed it too damn fast. Okay, you cannot put something in the human body that you rush. You might as well go out there and drink battery acid out of your battery out there. Okay,
well,
that
Gunsley,
would probably give you the same effect.
Yeah, I think it's even more creepier than that. I think they wanted it to go bad. I think they had a placebo and they had a bad vaccine and they effed it all up on purpose. Then the government could say, well, it's not our fault you died 3 years later. You know, you had a heart condition before, or you stubbed your toe in junior high. It's plausible deniability. And they also said you cannot sue any of the big pharma companies, and big pharma in America is nothing but a big money grab. It's all they want.
Yeah.
Money grab.
Population
make you sick
control.
And profit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Population
Help you
control, that's what they're doing.
Help your insurance company. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. That's the bottom line there. Well, yeah. And people are stupid enough to go out there and do it. I mean, I'm amazing. Scotty beat me up down here. There ain't no intelligent life left down here. I mean, really? It's getting to that point. Really scary.
It
have
is,
a nice night.
You bet. Thank you again, Slinger. Hey, and happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have many, many, many more. The Gunslinger from Texas, folks. Well, gosh, what a we got the Irish pirate coming up here in a little bit. My God, you know, that COVID vaccine is ridiculous. And a lot of people fell for it, you know. And always beware of the government pushing anything. They always have an ulterior motive. Nothing the government does is by coincidence. It's all planned. Months in advance, they plan your reaction, they plan the media blitz, they plan the marketing, whether it's America, Canada, Europe, whatever, all the governments plan these things out. Are there nefarious people involved in the COVID vaccine? I believe there are. We're not pointing fingers at anyone in particular, but there's enough evidence and enough weird video that has come out that has really cast a real dark light on that whole COVID thing. Did you see the video on InfoWars, and I posted it on my Gab page, I reposted it, of the embalmers across America who are finding blood clots in dead young people's arteries, some 10, 12 inches long, unnatural to the human body. You can go to my Gab page on JB, pull up the Von Wien show. You may have to scroll down 100 of my postings. At least I post a hell of a lot. And there's a video there. Or go to InfoWars, and you'll see the embalmers video, actual video of them pulling these, of embalmers and doctors pulling out blood clots. When they pull these things out, they will tell you, they drain the blood, you know, from the dead person. A lot of young people were in the morgue. To be pretty graphic, and we've never seen anything like this since the COVID vaccine came out. These blood clots are unnatural to the human body. They are alien to the human body, and they're pulling them out by leaps and bounds. Scary stuff, you know?
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Love that. Well, Snowmageddon has arrived at the Mammoth Ski Resort in California. They had 13 feet of new snow and counting. Talk about fresh powder, bro. Unbelievable. I've seen the snow drifts there, and incredible video. More storms are predicted to hit the West Coast in the next few weeks. Now, I'm all for this on one end, though it's terrible the loss of life there in California. But Arizona benefits from these massive, big Pacific storms, and I love them here in the Valley. They come in, they drop snow in Flagstaff, rain in Phoenix, and they make it, you know, cold. I love it cold here. The winter is my favorite season here in Arizona. Cools off, and the Valley is just stunning, stellar, smells fresh, just wonderful. So up in the northern mountains, it's a winter wonderland up there, as Flagstaff has also received about a foot and a half of snow, brand new snow. And we need the snowpack out west. The Sierra Nevadas are full of snow. More snow is coming, and we need it. We need really twice the amount, but what's coming in is fantastic. And a lot of the west, the rugged mountains, are a winter wonderland. It's just amazing up there. Well, the 8% of Americans who say that they are proud to live in the United States by generation. I thought you would find this kind of interesting. Say that they are proud to live in the USA. Boomers, 73%. That's about right. Generation X, my generation, 54%. Yeah, we're over half, that's for sure. Should be more. Millennials, 36%. And Generation Z, there are only 16% of them are proud to live in America. Pretty pathetic for Generation Z. Millennials, you got to step it up, as well as the Xers. But look, America is not perfect. Never has been, never will be. Remember, as what the people in D.C. always tell us, America is an idea. America is still trying to reform itself. It's an idea. It's a concept, if you will, right? Well, we had the big fiasco in Congress, and I loved it, watching the chaos, the fights break out on the House floor, laughing my ass off, watching democracy in action. McCarthy won by a slim few votes, right? One thing good about that exercise in democracy is that you can't rig that election. We know exactly who the congressmen are. We know exactly how many times they voted. We know who voted for who. We know who dropped, who switched votes for McCarthy. Wonderful. There were no drop boxes in that vote in the House. You can say what you will. There was no mail-in voting. There were no mules dropping harvested votes at these voting boxes around the country. And we verify the identity of everyone who voted. Wow. What a novel concept. Why can't we have the House vote and that concept and spread it out all over America? Where we know exactly who is voting. Where there are no drop boxes, no early mail-in voting with fraudulent fake credentials or identity theft. No mules dropping off harvested ballots that have been printed in China, allegedly, and dropped into our voting booths, these things that look like FedEx boxes all over the nation. And they're not really, you know, advertised, but they're all over the damn place, these mail-in drop box voting kiosks. You know, like the United States Postal Service, like FedEx, etc. Why is it Happy New Year's Day, America, 2023? We have much work to do that will befall the nation. Make no mistake about it. We have a lot of work cut out for us in the days ahead.
Man, Drake.
Yes, Dad?
Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
Well, yeah, I, I can't say I have, Jack.
Vodka. That's what they drink, isn't it? Never water.
Well, I believe that's what they drink, Jack, yes.
On no account will a commie ever drink water, and not without good reason.
Yes. I don't quite see what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water. Mandrake, water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this Earth's surface is water. Why do you realize that 70% of you is water?
Oh, God.
And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
Love that. Well, if you just tuned in, we are in about to get into our overtime segment here, as we always do. You have reached the infamous, the rogue, the legendary Bon Weehunt Show. We're glad you're here. Web full of lies and deceit and draped in camouflage, as I always say. It reminds me of this movie clip from Full Metal Jacket.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Marine! Colonel?
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together, or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question, or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's right. Join the team in the Bon Weehunt Show. And the Bon Weehunt Army and Special Forces for the big win. And with that, let's get to the Irish Pirate from his compound somewhere in Phoenix. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show, Irish.
I'm happy. I'm not under the weather in any way. Doing more exercise and trying to get myself ready for the weird future ahead. And kind of enjoying the fact that it looks like we're not going to even get one freezing day this year in Arizona. I was ready to fix a lot of things or try to restore a lot of dead plants or something. That's not going to happen. So I'm liking being able to keep up. I'm liking being one step ahead of the game. And even you got a chance. I gave you the two fun packs instead of the normal one, and got some ideas.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Yeah,
I've ran into, I think, four or five times now. I've run into various sound engineers about half my age or more. I keep telling them, we need to get together and try on ideas. You know, I want to be able to, just like you're doing, you like to do a little mixing, you like to do a few things. These guys have no idea how this stuff works. All they do is use the plugins. I'm going like, dude, you are the plugin. And literally, at least the latest one I talked to, they said, I don't know if I have the ears for it. He said, I said, I'm trained. I can train you. I can get you to hear what you need to hear, so that when they try to fuzz you over with a bunch of junk, you know, that you'll be able to listen your way out of it if you can't talk your way out of it. Speaking of listening to junk, I'm amazed. We've been learning a lot about Biden and what he's been hiding, you know, as far as classified documents. But it's almost like they're putting that out so that we don't get to talk about the really fun subject. We are learning this month how much money the government paid people like Rachel Maddow and or CNBC to tell you that the shots were good for you. And in Rachel Maddow's case, the next person I hear telling me you get a shot because somebody else will benefit, I said, could you hand me $700 million so I could make that statement? Because I think, you know, I mean, that was her buyoff price. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should ask for, I don't know, 10 times. But the important thing is that now we know where it came from, how much they were paid, who paid them. I mean, what more do you know except for this is prima facie treason, basically. You're killing Americans deliberately. I mean, normally, that means people go to jail and or get to visit old Sparky in Florida. I mean, it's time. And so I don't know what else to say other than that. I mean, what more do you need to have it spelled out? They're trying to kill Americans who don't want to go along with being killed.
I mean, that sounds basically
strange
it.
At first. Until,
that's it.
Yeah, that's the
How
that's
dare
the
you want to
it.
Stay alive, Irish? How dare you? As Greta would say, how dare you, young man? You stole my children, Irish pirate.
And of course, in Canada, they'd ask you the same thing. It's like, well, if you don't want us to kill you, do you want to kill yourself instead? We'll give you good money and treat you well up until the day. And the answer is, are you guys just nuts? Every
it's
breath
a death
is
cult.
A gift from God.
The Democrats are a death cult. Right, that's what I keep
every
saying. They love death. They love euthanasia. They love abortion. They want to kill people with vaccines, experimental vaccines, and the list goes on and on. They love death and destruction. That's all the Democrats represent, man. You know?
Every breath is a gift from God and not government. These people don't
that's
understand
right.
that or don't want you to understand that. And it was so cool that my generation thing you played earlier – his name is Tom
Love
McDonald.
That.
He looks like a thug because he's talking to thugs. He's trying to convert the thugs. He's trying to tell them, you cannot believe telling you on TV. You cannot expect the attitudes that are in McDonald's are going to keep this country going. It's just not going to work. Besides, they're already replacing everybody in McDonald's. There's a few of them that don't have anybody anymore. And so I say, even though I can't stand looking at Tom McDonald, I made that mashup. I actually made that angle like, this is probably the best thing I'm putting out right now.
That's right.
Now, I even have trouble listening to his alternative rap. It's just a little bit too.
I'm glad you got that to us. Yeah, thank you for that. It's an awesome video.
I love it when people
send over to you.
I got a couple of other ideas. The guy I just ran into today in a restaurant because Cacao Kelly got something at work, and we actually realized, hey let's spend the rest of this gift certificate. And one of the guys that was doing service in this up-end restaurant is an audio engineer that he does a little bit too much, like I said, of the plugins. But the neat thing is I may want him to invent a beat. I'll give you an example. I'll just put this out over there. I've seen some really, really good videos on the best one-liners of Dirty Harry, played by Clint Eastwood. I want to mosh all those together with a background. I want to be able to move it at real speed, because obviously most of these movies, I can't think of one movie clip I've ever done for you that I didn't have to take out probably 70% of the dead air, just simply because they're trying to stretch it to 3 hours and make you eat popcorn or something. You and I want the discourse to be delivered in seconds. We want the key element. I mean, think of it this way. It happens all the time when a comedian's on stage, right? We want them to get to the joke as fast as possible and then go over the top with the analysis of it.
And get to the punchline. Don't take forever to deliver the punchline. I mean, if you're a good comedian, you don't want a long, winding story. It takes forever and ever. I mean, some of these guys talk about every little intricate detail. We want to hear, the summary, the cliff notes, if you will. But if you're a comedian on stage, man, don't bore the audience. Get to the punch. That's why I tell folks on my show, you all know, get to your points. Make your point succinct, brief, and then we can elaborate and talk and go down all kinds of fun rabbit holes, you know. But you want to get this stuff off your chest first. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, and
stand and deliver.
I am.
Right?
I prefer old-fashioned debate, like, you know, make an argument as an argument meaning a point of contention and not just a denial of the other guy's point. I love it when left-wingers try to explain where they got their weird ideas. I love it when rhinos try to tell me what's so important about Ukraine. I mean, they don't know anything about the area. And you and I have talked about what's good about Ukraine, but their current leader doesn't care about any of that, and he says so every day. He's easy to shut off. And so if people could actually say, and even more importantly, if they could come to a conclusion based on what they know, even if it's not fact, are you willing to put it out there saying, from what I can see, here's the best way to move forward? And for me, all I want to do is challenge it and ask you, because the dumbest thing is whether or not we're debating facts. I like the Lincoln-Douglas debate. Do you know that what's in your heart is the best way to move forward? Can you honestly impress me that it's cool? That type of thing. That's what I want to hear, because I already know a lot about the law, more so than the average person I talk to, let's put it that way, because I like it. I like to read it, and then when I read it, sometimes my jaw hits the floor. Sometimes I go, oh, my God, Trading with the Enemy Act in America now includes the American people as the enemy. I mean, it blew my mind. It's like, what? I thought, and so here's one of the funny things. Today I was talking with a friend, and literally I had to tell them, do you realize when we started World War One, they didn't call it World War One?
That's
right.
They
didn't know there was going to be another one. They didn't want
there was
a
war to end all wars, they said. The war to end all. What a big psyop that was. Join up, boys, for the war to end all wars in the European theater.
Not only a psyop, but, I mean, to then turn around and have another world war start just, you know, 30 years later-ish, and then call it World War II.
Well, here's the thing that exactly. Most people don't know in our fast lane history segment that World War One and World War Two was really the same war. It was a 20-year armistice in between, and in that 20 years they had new technology and new uniforms and things kind of like that. But it was really one big European war, and they broke it up in the Section One, Section Two.
Well,
that's how it went
down. It's implying that there could be a third, right? I mean, because what they're saying basically is, okay, so the whole world fought over something. What did we learn? What did we get? What did we win? I mean, that's
we lost everything. We lost everything.
Yeah, and I was looking at a lot of the quotes about war from George Orwell, who he's not my friend the way he came out with everything, but he definitely had the right attitude about why are people fighting? Why are people believing that just because one culture may even in your own heart be better than another, that the solution is to kill the other one? I thought the solution would be to prove that you're better than the other one. And if you want to be judgmental, be perfect. Do your best. Right. Of course, you're going to be living in a glass house and not allowed to throw any stones, especially not nuclear ones. But on the other hand, if you really believe it, that war is actually meant to be fought with people, I mean, they keep threatening to go AI. The AI seems to be only
That's
interested
right.
in taking out people and not everybody else's AI. And I'm going like, okay, mm-hmm. we're not setting ourselves up for anything I'd be interested in either. I don't want to see a war where if our country's going to make a bunch of drones, I want them taking out the enemy's drones and satellite.
Right,
so I want
right.
the AI to go. But instead, what do we get?
AI is creepy, man.
As soon as we start developing better technology, what happens? The pipelines get shut off. The grid goes down. Even one particular internet company was down in several major cities yesterday, the day before, and nobody reported on that. The FAA lost all their airplanes for a few hours this week. And
That's
I'm
right.
like, what? Yeah, and so
America's
all these
computer system went down, brother. Went down. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, well,
under Biden.
If we're going to have all this excess technology, and it's going to be used for, I don't know, fighting all these wars or surveilling you or something like that. Hey, how about actually continuing to improve on what we already have? And they're telling you we're going to take that away from you. And the answer is, I could give you back some of the technology I don't want. How about my cell phone? I don't want it if it's going to – I could do just as well with a landline or maybe a sat phone that doesn't track me. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can still track a sat phone, but you have to know when it's on.
Right.
In other words, when it's shut off, it's not telling you here I am. And so there's a lot of technologies out there that we could use that do not enslave you. None of them, unfortunately, seem to be, shall we say, advertised in the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so you have to be – by the way, they tell you you're selfish if you want such technology. They got all these stupid ideas. It's like, why would you want a gun that, I don't know, has more than 10 rounds in it? It's like, I don't know.
Why not?
Because sometimes –
when the zombies are coming, man, you're going to need more than 10 bullets. The zombie apocalypse, man. It's coming.
Well, there's a really cool advertisement for the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb actually comes on and says it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. And he's actually explaining to
right.
people, yeah, you don't need a Ferrari to get to the store, but some people want one. They have the right
That's
to have
right.
one. And they have
the American way.
Well, and they have the right to be able to, I mean, if they do something stupid with it, they have the right to forfeit it too. But it's the same
right.
way with a lot of
And Irish,
things.
I have a question
so,
for
yeah,
you.
Anybody, go ahead.
Yeah, my question for you is, we heard earlier American Scotch talk about, you know, these powers that be in Washington, D.C. and Kevin McCarthy. Do you think that Kevin McCarthy, is he wearing a mask? Is it the same Kevin McCarthy that we knew a few years ago? What's your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, let's see. A loser behind a mask or a loser behind another mask? The answer is, I'm not sure I'd be able to tell the difference, quite frankly. I mean, nobody knew what that thing was years ago, and nobody knows who he is now. It'd be a little harder to get away with someone we like having a stunt double. Like, let's say we wanted to have more than one Kevin Sorbo. That would be kind of hard
right.
because he's got a lot. We watch him very intently when he speaks. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. He stood in one time for Michael Savage back in the day. I'll come up with it. That was the best fill-in for a show I've ever heard. He was a guy that played Howling Mad Murdoch on A-Team, as well as Star Trek Deep Space
right.
Nine, a few other things. He was one of the few
right.
actual conservatives in Hollywood, but he was so talented they kept hiring him anyway. And he came in and filled in for Michael Savage. Almost nobody wanted to call him. They just wanted him to do something like, I don't know, read the phone book or something, because he was so good at it. And
mm-hmm.
when I grew up, I was listening to a lot of those types of orators that were really, really good at delivering a point and delivering it eloquently. Yeah. The number one, which even Cacao Kelly now agrees with me is Paul Harvey. I played her some of that stuff that was a little bit more harder to find, but mm-hmm. still is on the internet if you look really hard. And she's blown away by his ability to be able to build up to a point, and then, like you said, you don't want to wait too long to deliver it, but you definitely want to be able to make it so that the point is the point. And that's hard to do, to balance that. I have to do that because I am a teacher, and I've been opening microphones for lots of people in the past, and I'm willing to do that in the future. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to have a show that I have to take care of. I'm glad you do that for me. I'm so thankful that there's an open mic on
that's
show
my job,
me,
damn it, America.
I have to do that.
I'm good at
it. And I considered helping out some other people. I almost responded to a request from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He said he needed somebody mm-hmm. that had my kind of talents, and I decided not to answer. One time I sent Alex Jones a resume, and instead they hired Owen Schroyer that particular
round. That's
right. And I'm certainly not miffed about it, right? I mean, that's one of those things where mm-hmm. if it's not me, let it be someone way better than me, please. And I got mm-hmm. my wish. But
I can see you working for Alex Jones, though, man, and InfoWars. That would have been a great job for you. Right.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed it. And I probably would have definitely had a shorter lifespan if I did that. But I think, like I said, my job is not longevity. My job is quality of life, and I think I would have put that in. It's a bit different mm-hmm. now. At the time that I sent the resume to Alex Jones, I was a solo individual. I didn't have anybody with me. I was facing the floor, and I'm thinking, what should I do next? It happened a lot of times with teaching chess to children. I think, is this the end? And God always had an answer for me. And so far, he's always said, give it another go. And one of these days, I'm sure that's going to stop. When it does, I'll be calling you from even more remote locations than this one. I can promise you that.
Love that.
Yeah, because I don't just that. Well, remote doesn't mean disappeared. It just means harder to find, right?
That's right. That's right. And the man upstairs, the big man, knows all, and he's going to guide you, man, through your life.
I don't have anything out there that leaves a big trail as to where I am or what I'm going to do or mm-hmm. whatever. And quite frankly, one of the reasons for that, one of the things that even scared the U.S. military when I was in, my Myers-Briggs is common for people who could stay for something for 20, 25, 30 years and walk away from it. It's not a big deal to me. Once it doesn't serve its purpose for me, I'm okay with it just disappearing. And the only mm-hmm. thing I don't like, for example, is if I have a committed relationship and I have to go through a divorce, I think it devalues what I put into the relationship. That's the only thing I don't like. I don't keep a whole lot of my old tapes from radio stations and things like that. I have a few things, but not much. And some of the things I wish I had were not recordings, but actually the scripts I wrote, I think, mm-hmm. were some of the better things I would have wanted to keep. I didn't think about that at the time.
But anyway. Writing, too. I've got a lot of things that I've written that I need to finalize, and I've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Irish, thanks so much for calling the show, man. We appreciate you. Give us your final succinct, your quote, your best advice to America in two sentences.
America, right now, you're listening to two individuals that honestly, when they write, it comes from the heart. When they speak, it comes from the heart. When they want something to be done, they're looking for an avenue to do it as the big man is trying to shut them all off. Do you know of any other show? I mean, look at Sean Vanity and some of the stuff he's been pulling off the last couple of weeks. Do you know of any other show that's really honestly trying to help? Seriously, that you could just find anytime you need it, regularly scheduled. Doesn't have to meet on off things or, meet in the middle of some sort of a get-together in Arizona because they screwed up one more time. No. The Von Wehunt Show has been around for years. When I heard it, I knew that the one thing we would have in common is the honesty in the delivery of the point intended. That's never going to quit in the show. We're going to be bringing on people that you almost know what they're going to say partly. And then they give you that little twist or curveball. And to me, that's one of the most effective weapons as a pitcher in a baseball game, the changeup. You knew what I said last week and the month before. That's still correct, but that doesn't mean the world's going to put up with it. and we're going to continue to fight with honesty. It's the only way to stop the big man who lies. We know his name with a couple of horns and a tail and how he gets into people and gets them to do the stupidest things on the planet. We're at war with that. We're not going to be supporting stupid things. We're going to be mocking stupid things. And we're going to be offering suggestions to fix stupid things. And if that doesn't happen, we're going to keep offering until, if the planet goes off the cliff, God's going to retrieve us first. I mean, not that I'm bragging about it. I'm not. I just don't want to have to go alone. It'll be, precious few at that point. There's a lot of people that need to be saved by listening to shows like this one. There's a lot of people that need their honesty reinstored by listening to shows like this one. And they're not getting it.
You're damn right.
They don't know where to look. They don't know where to tune. And I tell them, there's a few places you can look. There's a few, I tried to support, for example, even Alex Jones and For the People by Chuck Harder was a great show. Michael Savage was a great show. And they're all gone, right? They all got busted up by the system. We're not going to let it happen to us. We're going to find a way to duck and weave through it. And that's what I'm telling you.
Amen,
America.
Brother.
What you going to do to survive?
That's right.
What you going to do?
I love that. Well said, Irish. Well said, sir. You have a great night. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. Our tech wizard, Irish Pirate, folks. Thank you, Irish.
Bringing the heat.
Love it. We're bringing the heat. You're damn right. And, folks, as I told you before, the biggest scam and psyop is of Satan. Who is real, by the way? Did you know that the CIA has done remote viewing of Satan in hell? Oh, yes. I've actually read the reports. Fascinating. The biggest scam is that Satan convinced the world that he doesn't exist. But yet he does. Even our own CIA has confirmed it. Believe it or not, believe you should. Wow. We're going to get you Breath of Surfer here next. The show continues. Our panzers are rolling. We will never stop. I love that. It's that lady on the internet going nuts about the Republicans and whatnot, the right wing, the conservative class, whatever you want to call them, but interesting stuff. Well, we've got Brett the Surfer. We're going to get him on. We couldn't get him on last week because he's a family man. He's got responsibilities, damn it. We respect those responsibilities. But we've got to give him a good intro. So I got some new surf songs I uploaded, but I found in various places. I think you'll dig it. This is called The Zombie Hut. Surfing those waves, man. How's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm
Can
doing
I pick
great,
him
Brian.
Or what?
Great to hear you.
Hey, good to
yeah,
hear you
just
too.
Enjoying life, man.
Enjoy
yeah.
life. That's right. I always say the best revenge is living well. All these
oh,
rat
yeah.
and bastards
yeah,
trying to keep us down. Screw them all.
Trying to keep us down.
Nope.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you're
trying
got,
to keep
that's
us down.
What it's about.
Screw that.
And you know what? It's you and you know, I mean, you want to we live in a satanic world, man, but
we do.
You know, it's all about positivity, you know, and giving out positive vibes and you know, and that's where strength comes, you know, that's where, you know, just living right and being honest and doing the right thing, you know. I mean, that's how America was founded,
yep.
you know, and that's what it's about, is doing the right thing and independence and freedom and capitalism. And, you know, I mean, it's just crazy now with things going on, you know.
Well, Brett, did you hear in my earlier monologue where
you know,
I said that, yeah, that I had mentioned in the earlier monologue that Boston, Massachusetts is going to have the largest satanic gathering in the world. Way to go, Boston!
Yeah,
way to go. Be sure to wear your black robe when you go out there. Wave your little Harry Potter wand, whatever.
Deep
unbelievable.
State, I guess they're starting,
and they
to,
celebrate
starting to show it. Their colors, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massachusetts. Is that an evil state now or what? What's going on up there? Boston.
Sounds like that.
Sam
Sounds
Adams
like
would
it,
never
you know?
Tolerate that. Would the founding fathers tolerate a satanic gathering in the colonies? I don't think so, man. I don't think they would.
No. It was founded on.
It's
on
a question
a,
I pose
to
everyone.
Belief, you know.
Would our founding fathers, Christian, good, you know, white European, God forbid, men from Europa, would they tolerate a satanic gathering or a satanic statue? Let's say these groups were active back then. I don't think they would tolerate any of that. I think they would have went to war with those people, probably.
Yeah,
and lumped
exactly,
them in with the redcoats.
It's a threat. It's a threat to us, and we sense a threat. We're going to take out a threat.
That's right. It was a threat to the new nation, the new fledgling nation of America.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on it. So if you're in Boston tonight, any of you Bostonians have called the show. You're too chicken to call the show, we know. So enjoy your satanic rituals.
it's interesting. It's happening where the Boston bombing happened, and now there's satanic rituals going on there, you know.
Wonderful.
You
just
know,
what America needs. More satanic rituals. Great. Just what we don't need. Thank you.
You know what was interesting is when the Golden Globes that were just recently, you know, and by the way, tonight, Lisa Marie Presley dying at 54.
Yeah, you know? Sad, man. Sad.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. Just a lot of crazy things going on, you know, and you got to be positive you know, we've got Hollywood, and what's Hollywood really about? You know, all of that is kind of a satanic
Hollywood weird.
You know, and it's
they're getting stranger by the day, man. You know.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it's you have to fight every day. I think you have to fight against the negative powers that are out there. I think that's
we
something
do.
That everybody has to do. And
absolutely.
You know, and
well, did you hear my monologue where I said that we have to fight against the demonic powers, the corruption in high places from Ephesians?
And it's so true.
That's why I quote that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear American Scotch earlier in the show? Were you listening on the internet or something? Did you hear his call?
Well,
he mentioned that a lot of the politicians are wearing masks or are cyborgs. What's your take on that? Any thought?
I think there's an evil spirit, you know, that a lot of these people are, you know, and I think that maybe these are demons, behind these masks that are out here now and warmongers. And reminds me of the old.
Their bloodlust knows no bounds, man. Yeah, they have bloodlust.
You know?
Pigs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, from Black Sabbath. And but there's a lot of truth in that song, you know. It's just, so we've got to fight against the dark powers every day, you know, and you can't let that get you down. And, and that's where our strength comes. And I think that's something that's important to do. And that's, however you get your happiness, your joy, and if you can spread some energy from me, you know, the beach, the ocean, the waves, to me, that's a powerful thing, you know. And,
positive vibes in America, man. Not any more negative dark waves. We need more positive vibes, you know.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a message your show has, and that's something the world needs, Vaughn.
Oh, it needs it desperately. I agree. Brett, man, always good hearing from you. Let's have a great new year, 2023,
right,
to you and yours. What are your final thoughts to America, sir? What are your final thoughts?
I think we need to continue with the fighting for what's right, and keep the, just going in the right direction, being positive and doing the right thing. I think that's the most important thing we can do in 2023. I think it's going to be a challenging year, 2023. So I think you need to be prepared and listen to your show, man, and always be prepared. And that's what Eagle Scouts do, and surfers, right?
That's right. We're Eagle Scouts, man. And the motto is be prepared. Thank you, Brett, my fellow Eagle Scout.
Right.
Have a great night, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. You know it. Yeah, it's true. The Eagle Scouts, scouting when I was a kid, when Brett was a kid, it was a paramilitary organization. Now they're gone by the wayside. Too many lawsuits, scandals. It's just really sad what's happened to the Boy Scouts of America. When I was a kid, they were a organization to be reckoned with. Well, in the ending of our show here tonight, I'll tell you some of my observations around America during the holidays, some things that I noticed. Some funny, some I am the ultimate observer. It's a new segment for the show. Von Lars, Von Wiehunt's observations around America. When you go into a fast food restaurant, right, can the hole in the trash can get any smaller? God, they have these huge trash cans and the tiniest hole ever to put your trash in. What's up with that? Can't they design a better trash can in corporate America? Well, they're such ignoramuses. And the paper in the box that they put the hamburger in will not fit in the round hole, that's forcing you to crunch your own box and to put it in there. And there's always ketchup and mustard smeared on everything. It makes a complete mess. People say, to hell with it. You walk into a little fast food place now. There's trays everywhere. There's no clean tables. And no one wants to use those crappy trash cans. So, guys, get some better trash cans. Also, weren't there any forks or condiments where you can reach them? Why do you have to ask the illegal alien behind the counter for a pepper or a fork or a napkin, for God, or a straw today? I went into a chicken restaurant. Can I have a straw? I had to ask for that. You mean to tell me people are hoarding straws? Maybe California, as I'm not sure. But, and why is there always a homeless bum from L.A. or some other hellhole yelling in the corner of the restaurant? Like he's doing some big business deal. And no one ever calls him out on it. Nobody ever brings over the manager. Everyone's afraid. Talk to the homeless guy. Call the police, as I did. Get him out of there. You're not going to bug me and my meal. You got to fight back against these people that don't want to do anything. If your neighborhood's being encroached by homeless bums or criminals, call the police. The non-emergency line. You got a problem in a restaurant. You got a problem at a gas station. Get them out of there. They're bothering the people. It's called disturbing the peace. They're in your way. They're blocking access. Those are all against most city code violations. You know, and the rest you can use your imagination on. You got to fight back against his powers. They're encroaching daily and weekly on your home, your neighborhood, you know, in America. Well, tonight you heard a great show. We had fantastic callers as usual. The Cal Kelly, American Scotch, Paul the Gladiator, the Irish Pirate, the Gunslinger, even Brett the Surfer called in from the beach. Telling you, you got to fight for our right to party, America. We want more positive vibes, no negative dark waves. So keep the faith. 2023, I predict, will be a very tumultuous year. It's already starting out with the weather, crazy weather, the snowpocalypse, record-breaking shoplifting going on coast to coast. We're glad you're here tonight. We'll talk next week about what's going on in the next week. So I love the Thursday show, because by Thursday, all the news culminates in the week, right before the show goes live to the nation, and now we're in 27 countries. So I say, we're born to be wild, America, to sign off from the Mountain Stronghold here in Arizona and the Valhalla Studio Network. Thank you very much. Have a great night. We'll talk again very soon, I assure you. Get some